calling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, everybody. That's Michelle Gray and Raylene Nuanez here as our host, our co-host. And here's what we're doing. How are you guys doing right now? It reminds me of that Call Your Mobile commercial. How's your heart? Like, how are you doing, people? So, I mean, I've been sick again. I get sick all the time. And so, first I got Michelle, my daughter Michelle, to heal me because she's pretty good. And it seemed to work. And then I had a session with Nora Jones with Angels Are Healing, and it really, really helped a lot. So I'm just trying to figure out. I was talking to Michelle, and Raylene, are you still there?
I am. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Just wondering, you know, how people can remove their own blocks. I mean, I think everybody can, right? Because everybody can do anything. But
absolutely.
Yeah, but how do you, like, okay, I want to make sure I don't have any blocks for scalar services. So I want to be able to see if I have any, and I want to be able to remove them. So how is that done?
So you can do it through feeling your physical body. Now, no, not necessarily feeling your physical body, but going in and closing your eyes and tuning into your physical body. You are feeling the physical body, but you're feeling it differently from your physical hand. You're sensing it. Mm-hmm. And visualize each chakra. So if you want to start from your crown chakra, you would start from your crown chakra. And you would visualize and see if it feels heavy. Do you feel stuck? Do you feel like you're working for a while on that chakra? Are you trying to push through it, or is it going right through? Now, if you feel like you're working on it for a while, that right there tells you that there's a block in that area. If it feels heavy, there's a block in that area. Now, everybody has their own chi. We all have our own chi. We all have our own prana within us. And so if you just intend to activate your healing energy inside your body, you're going to do that. If you rub your hands together, that's also an activation.
Oh.
And yeah, and you might notice that as you rub your hands together, they get warm.
Yeah.
And that's because, the energy is starting to activate. It's starting to activate through your body and move through your physical awareness. And so as you intend to work through each chakra to move blockages, then you're going to notice which part do you feel is taking longer than the other parts. Which part do you maybe feel heaviness? Do you feel sluggish? And aside from that, for those that are clairvoyant and can see, you'll see darkness. You'll see where it looks sluggish. It looks cloudy. Typically, when a person is seeing spots, it indicates an illness. And so that's for me personally. I know when I see spots, there's an illness with the person. Not always, terminal like cancer, but this can be emphysema. This can be where the person's had heart problems. And so as you work with your abilities, you kind of build your own toolbox of what you're working with and how to identify with these symbols and these energies that you're working with. It becomes your own toolbox that you learn to utilize. And so for everybody, it'll look different, but for the most part, you can tune in through that feeling of sluggishness, heaviness, and the way to remove it is through intention. Intend to let it go, to release it. Not only intention, but you can also use Reiki. I find Reiki to be very helpful when removing blocks.
Yeah. So what does that look like? So it's like your hands are like, okay, I'm removing this block. Abracadabra. I'm not trying to make light of it. It's just I don't know how to do it. So.
Well, that's so funny. You do make light of it. So Reiki, I actually see light. I do see greens. I see purples.
I get a
lot of light, pinks. Depending on where I'm spending it,
yeah.
The color will change. And so I love that comment because you do make light of it. And so everybody's obviously not going to be Reiki certified, but you can learn how to hone in on your own energy. You can take a Reiki course and utilize it to your own benefit. But aside from doing energy healing, tuning in, because there are some people that they're not very good at visualizing and they're just blocked in that area. So that can prevent them.
Yeah.
And so what you can use, and it's tough. It's okay, though, but you're human. You're intended to see that way, right?
Yeah.
What you can do is you can utilize sound. There's tuning forks. Tuning forks will move through blockages.
Oh.
There's tuning forks for each chakra. Amazon, you can buy sets of chakra tuning forks. You can buy tuning forks for physical illnesses like nerve damage,
wow.
your liver, your kidneys. And read books. You can do a lot of self-learning where you can self-educate yourself and learn how to hone the energy in and utilize it. But it's not hard, and it may seem like it's hard, but it's really not. When you actually get when you actually put your energy into it and you're consistent with it, when you're done with the final product of what you've learned, it becomes life-changing for you. It acts as a catalyst to a spiritual shift in oneself. And so it doesn't got to be hard. It doesn't got to be something that you pay a lot of money yeah. for. You can do this through self-learning, self-education, books.
That's good. Well, what about you, Michelle? Let's hear your perspective on it. And Eric, I love you. You can jump in as well, of course. Like I can stop him.
I love you too so much. Really, everything Raylene said was really great. And intention is the number one.
Yeah.
Intention. And also, the more that you do it, the more that you tune in. It's like if you're not feeling something else, Eric was showing me too, is use your pendulum, use your dowsing rods as well. You know, ask it, show me open, show me block, show me clear.
Mm.
You know, ask what you're instead of open and closed. Work with the energy so that you're creating your own pattern. Because when you use the intention, you know, use the pendulum that might be easier for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Hold it over your chakras and ask for the condition of your chakras. When Marin and I did that chakra class a little while ago, she came out with this really great chart, and I'll have to ask her where she got it. Maybe we can share it. And it was a chart of questions you could ask to go through your chakra system and find out the health of your chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And we paired people up together to work with each other.
That sounds
so
fun.
That they could, yeah.
yeah.
So it does. And reading, there's another great book called Heal Your Aura. And I can't remember who wrote that one. But, you know, do a little bit of research. And it is a lot easier than we make it sound or
yeah.
than it. You know, it needs to be, but when you're doing it all the time, it gets easier. So when you're checking into your chakras and what
yeah.
does it feel like when it's healthy? What does it feel
Things
like?
Things become
when it's
familiar,
gone?
I guess,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, you know, I can see a point where my daughter, Michelle, will be able to do some of this stuff. She does light language. She's,
mm-hmm.
She destroys it. Totally obliterated this demon, much the way Nora does for Angels Are Healing. And I think she's pretty powerful. I mean, she has dreams all the time about being in the Galactic Federation ship, and she's a captain. So I think she is a force to be reckoned with. And she's the reason
Absolutely.
For all my gray hairs. But anyway, that's another story. So is she able to, when things get too busy for Helena and Nora and whatever, and others, will she be able to help people with their blocks and scan and heal? And if so, what steps does she need to take to get to that point?
So for Michelle, her light language is, it's your daughter, Michelle, right?
Right.
Her light language is going to be her source of energy healing. When she goes in to do it, as she's working with you, it's important for her to establish boundaries between her energy and the client's energy. So she needs to say, what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours.
Yeah.
And then, and that's going to be her source of establishing the boundaries and not picking up anything that she's pulling out from the other energy.
Yeah.
And aside from that, then she'll go in and she can connect with her guides if that's something that she typically does. And ask the guides to remove the energy where this person is stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Remove the stagnation with them. And her light language will do it. As she does this more frequently, she'll notice that she starts to get more intensified with the light language that's coming out. She'll start moving her hands a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
and she'll start feeling emotion with it. And this is her way of pulling the energy out. She's using her voice, the sound, and she's using that activation of light language. It's very powerful.
Wow.
She's got a powerful throat chakra.
Really? Oh, I can definitely attest to that. That is so cool. That is so cool. So, Eric, what do you think about, you know, how people can figure out how they are doing right now? Besides using the CardioMobile, I'm an atrial fibrillator, blah, blah, blah. Y'all see the commercials, but whatever.
Eric just showed a great big thermometer, like testing the temperature. Everybody test your temperature to see where you're at.
What, do y'all know, the difference, between, how did you tell the difference between an oral thermometer and a rectal thermometer, people?
Enlighten us, Elisa.
What?
Enlighten us. How do you tell the difference?
Yes. Well, come on, y'all know. You have kids, come on.
Well, yeah, but the one that we have is just a digital thing that goes under the tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it used to be that the thermometer, you know, oral thermometer is just like a long mercury thing. And the rectal, more bulbous. But I could tell by the taste. Right. TMI.
TMI.
I know. That's how I roll, man. That's how I roll. Okay.
That's funny.
Okay, go ahead, Ben. Go ahead, Eric.
So he says for people to notice symptoms within their body, notice, are they feeling overwhelmed? Are they feeling happy? Are they feeling balanced? And with the symptoms that they're feeling, do some research on chakras and see which chakra may be underactive or overactive. He says this can help people to really identify where they're stuck in life and to implement the energy healing of intuitively going in and intentionally removing the blocks with your intention, as if you're sitting there in a meditative state, focusing on letting go of whatever no longer serves you, what is blocking you, even if you're not aware of it. He says, Mom, most people are not aware that they're even blocked.
Yeah.
I think these symptoms are because of something that's medically wrong with them or something that they're destined to deal with or doomed. And he says, that's not the case. He says, yeah, we do have contracts, but there are emotions that are brought on just because of what you go through in your regular day-to-day life. He says, and being able to remove that energy that you dealt with is key to your happiness and your success in life.
Yeah.
He's using an example of feeling safe, being consistent with your life, being content with where you are. This is all your root chakra.
Yeah.
And when you have those three symptoms that are good, you're balanced, he says, well, then you can identify with, you have a healthy root chakra. But when you're in a state of, I don't know where to live, I don't feel safe, I'm not consistent
survival.
With my life.
Survival.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Fight or flight, you know, it's constantly on, then you're not really rooted. And that would be an area where you want to go in and focus on rooting yourself. He says, you can utilize foods to help you to ground yourself. He says, here's the secret. If there's a food that is the color of your chakra, it's going to resonate to that specific
like
chakra.
Like beets, which is a root, is a root vegetable, which is kind of cool. Yeah.
Yes, isn't it, right? It is root.
Yeah, it's so cool.
And so he says, that will help you to really balance and to live your life to the fullest. There's other energies that you want to be aware of aside from our chakras. The right side of your body is your masculine side, and it's your receiving side as well. The left side of your body is the feminine side, and it's the giving side. Mm. Oh, I'm sorry, I had that backwards.
Yeah, it seemed like receiving
side,
would be feminine. Okay.
Yes, left side is receiving and feminine.
Okay.
Right side is giving and masculine.
Okay.
That corrected me.
Well, that makes sense. Totally makes sense.
And so if you are somebody who's overgiving in your life, you may find that once your right side of your body, you're having shoulder pain because you're giving too much, or you're having leg pain because you're doing too much and not enough for yourself. And so you can look at that aspect of things, looking at the right side and the left side. If you feel like you're somebody who doesn't receive opportunities in life, look at the left side of your body and go in and send positive healing energy to that left side, and intend to open yourself to receiving positive opportunities, beneficial opportunities, things that are going to bring life changes for you if that's something that you're wanting to do.
Wow. So what do you think, Michelle?
Well, I was just, one thing I was thinking, Raylene, when you were talking, my body is the opposite direction. So I, like the female side for me is over here. Male is over here.
The same thing with my husband. And some people have switched, I think.
And I was just asking Eric, does that mean something's wrong with me?
Yes, there is. I'm kidding.
But that's just the way that,
yeah,
the way that I am. But he was also just showing me, you know, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago about a lot of us feeling a lot of anxiousness right now,
yeah,
and not being able to necessarily connect to exactly what that is,
yeah,
to what's going on. And Raylene, you said it a little earlier, really asking what's mine, what's not mine, defining those,
yeah,
boundaries right now too, so that we can really get into, you know, is something actually going on with me, or am I,
yeah,
picking up on something else? And being able to really slow things down. And I've been doing this for the past 2 weeks, and he's been helping me with this, like setting my fork down and just taking a pause at dinner and just sitting, you know, just sitting to see how I feel. And do I actually feel hungry still, or am I full, or, you know, listening to the conversations going around, all of those things, they really help us just slow down that rush, rush, rush.
Yeah.
Because so much of that, so much is changing, and many of us are shifting, and we may not even know how we're shifting,
yeah,
right now. So slowing ourselves down into our daily experience and feeling our body is so important so that we can do all of those things that Eric and Raylene were talking about.
Eric, do you think this is the most important thing you're talking about right now, is being able to tap in to your body to feel what, how you're doing?
He says yes.
Okay.
He says not only tapping into your body, but tapping into your emotions and asking yourself, where are my emotions? How are my emotions? Seeing where you are mentally, because the mental body affects the physical body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's over here singing the song, the hip bone connects to the...
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I used to sing that to the kids all the time.
Oh, gosh. That's too funny. And so, you know, although we have separate bones, we also have that separate identity that's not necessarily separate with our emotions, our head, our mind.
True.
It's all one. It all connects to the same vessel.
Yeah.
And so ask yourself, where are my emotions? How are my emotions? And learn to find a balanced ground in that aspect of your life. He is saying that when people start to ask these questions and receive responses, you might not like the response that you receive, because this may mean that you have to stop doing something that you've been accustomed to for so,
yeah,
long. Even though it's not the healthiest for you, you may need to withdraw and give up a habit or a person, a situation, a place,
yeah,
a thing, and you might not sit well with the response. He says, accept it and go with it.
Trust, mm-hmm, trust, trust, trust.
Be okay with sitting in some discomfort.
Yeah.
It's okay to feel uncomfortable. It's
right.
Okay.
No pain, no gain, as they say. Wow.
I hate that statement.
I know. I hate it too. Because it has to do with exercise for me, and I don't like exercise. All right, what else, Eric? How do you know when there's something you can help heal yourself, like scan or remove blocks, heal yourself, versus when, okay, I need help. I need a professional. How do you know?
Well, if you're working on yourself, if you're using the intention and doing it and you don't feel like it's doing anything.
Yeah.
If, like, what feedback are you getting from what you're doing? And that might be the time to reach out to someone that has maybe some experience in that area that can help guide you and teach you how to do it yourself as well.
Okay. I'm going to reach out to all of the mediums and healers here pretty soon. We can have time. And I want everybody to, like, give me a list of everything they do, like art therapy, a past life regression, block scanning and removal, mediumship, all that, and the link as a whole, or even the link to specific services like the yes or no question, et cetera. I'm going to make a complete new page for that. So anyway, prepare to hear from me.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm going to add a little bit to what Michelle was saying, you know, aside from really learning how to do it, as long as you have confidence in what you're doing and you believe in it, then it's going to work for you. But it is really important to utilize medical assistance when in need.
Yeah.
And if you are feeling down, you really need to go and seek help from a medical professional.
Of course.
Especially if what you're doing is not working, then you need to listen to your body when it's really telling you, okay, something is off. It's more than just suck energy, and this is, you know, this can be related to your heart, your kidneys. Now, yes, energy work can help, but there's also a point where your health has gone past the point where energy work isn't going to be enough. You need that intervention.
Right.
And so be sure that you're utilizing medical resources around you when in doubt.
Yeah, use it all, man. Yeah. Use it all. I agree with
balance.
That. Yeah. Yes. Anything else, Eric, before we take calls?
He's singing the song again. Your hip bone.
Oh, my God. I like that song. It's great. That's going to be stuck in my head the whole day. And I.
Thank you, Eric, for that.
Thanks. All right, we're ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's read some people who are abroad first. Michelle E-S from Boksburg, South Africa. You know, she's right now in a dark bipolar depression. And, of course, we need to tell her that she needs to get help from a mental health professional. It was triggered by an ex-girlfriend from, she had went through this lesbian life phase. And that ex-girlfriend died on the 18th of March. Her name is Yolandi. Reliving the betrayals and losing her and her family, which is really hard. So please ask Eric if she has a message for me. Yolandi, ex-girlfriend for Michelle E-S from Boksburg, South Africa. And she's wondering if she needs to book herself into a psychiatric hospital at this point. So it's pretty severe.
Michelle, I'm going to let you take this one.
Mm-hmm. She's coming through with a lot of love. So she's right in the body, right in the heart space, coming through with love. It's kind of a tricky one because there's a lot of grief here
yeah.
for Michelle.
Yeah.
It is very heavy. And what Eric is recommending, that she does reach out and get some help with the grief.
Yeah.
That, you know, she sees somebody for some grief counseling or even a doctor, because it is heavy. It's affecting her functioning, her daily functioning. Now, Yolandi, is that what it is?
Yeah, Yolandi is her ex-girlfriend.
She's coming forward with a lot of, there's a sense of apology.
Yeah.
She's not that bad. She's okay, but she's feeling for what Michelle is going through, and she's taking responsibility, and she wants Michelle to know that she's taking responsibility.
Oh.
So it's like some things that she wasn't able to see when she was in the physical that she could see now. But she does send her with a lot of love. But for Michelle, you know, reach out to get some help. Get some help with grief.
Eric, what about a message from you directly?
You don't have to do this alone. You don't have to hide how you feel. Surrender to getting some help. Surrender to not doing this on your own.
Okay.
There's a lot more than just grief that she's dealing with. She's got guilt and a lot of self-sabotaging thoughts. Mm-hmm. And that's what she really needs to search help with, is clearing her thoughts, getting better mind frame, getting herself healthy. But there's a lot more than just grief. There's so much guilt and doubt that she's got within her life, her actions, where she's at, where she's going, and a lot of things that she needs to reevaluate. But
she'll get there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. We got somebody from the 321 area code. 321 area code. Hi there.
Hi there, Lisa. This is Lisa from Longwood.
Hi. What you got
How
for
are you
Lisa?
This evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm so thankful to get through tonight. Thank you for taking my call. I've been having some questions for all of you guys and Eric, obviously. And even today, some things have come up with cyber stalking and my phone and lots of craziness. But I guess my number one question would be about love and the prospective partner that I have come into my life. His name is Hal, and I would like to know if Eric believes that Hal is going to be a good match for me as far as a partner. I'm not sure. I'm feeling pretty good about it, but I would like some insight. I've had a lot of toxic relationships, and
I believe
cyber stalking. Yeah, and I still am dealing. It's been 5 years, and I'm still dealing with, I believe now, cyber stalking, and it's just overwhelming.
Yeah, of course.
So what's coming through with the cyber stalking is a lot of it is something that you are creating through fear. And so watch your thoughts and what's happening with you, because there's a lot that's not actually taking place. So be careful with your thoughts and where you're going with them.
Okay. Yeah, thoughts create reality.
Yeah.
But aside from creating reality, there's stuff that's just not existing. It's not happening. So there's a lot of fear that your thoughts are getting the best of you.
Okay. That's good to know. And I thought that I had let it go, and then it all...
Another question? Mm-hmm. With Hal, yeah. So it's kind of like this. Hal is coming in with a different energy, an opportunity to have a different type of relationship. So Eric just said it's important to go into this relationship. And he says, the first thing you feel, I feel that it's good. I feel that it's okay. He says, listen to that.
Oh.
Listen to that.
Yeah, you did say that.
So it's
wonderful.
Go into this and just, this is a surrender and enjoy the connection. And because it is a different direction for you. And yes, Hal's energy does feel good for you. But the thoughts are important so that you are not projecting any of that fear onto this relationship to work through.
Yeah. Y'all beware of your thoughts. Be very wary of your thoughts. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. All right. Irene Z. She's tried so many times to call in, but with no luck. She wants to know about her brain issues and whether she has thyroid. She's tired of her memory cutting out. So what is going on with that?
Brain up on something with their hormones.
Oh, okay. Like which one? Adrenal, estrogen, progesterone, thyroid?
Well, there is something with the thyroid, but I keep getting brain fog, like a brain fog.
What would help her? Sometimes the microbiome optimization helps, but maybe she's already had that, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Raylene, are you picking up on anything with the diet at all?
I don't have anything coming in with her at all. It's like a blank slate right now, which is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What does that usually mean, Eric? That she's not supposed to know? And she's supposed to figure it out on her own or what?
Not necessarily, no. I would have to say she needs a doctor.
She. Yeah, okay.
It's not one answer. It's not really one thing. There's a couple things that are going on.
Okay.
So that she should go and see a doctor. She should go and get some medical workup. I do feel something in the thyroid area, but it's foggy. So that's what I'm picking up on is fog. Like
yeah.
Fog.
Well, I mean, Irene, if you have any blood work that's already been done, please let me know what it is. Maybe you already have. I'm submitting for what's up. I don't know. I get so many emails today. But, yeah, we'll figure it out. All right. Nancy Antia from Argentina. This is the last one that couldn't call in. I'm considering granting my ex-husband power of attorney or a general power of attorney. Is he trustworthy for this purpose? Now, we don't have his name, so maybe we'll have to ask that again, but at some other point. But what you got for us so far?
Well, I get that it's needed, but I don't have a very strong hold trusting him long term.
Mm.
So it would not be permanent. It would be temporary. If it's not something that she plans on doing temporarily, do not do it.
Okay. So no long term.
Right.
It's better to have your estate lawyer or somebody you really trust, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who does not have any ulterior motive, I guess. Right?
Absolutely. There's some cracks in the box. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Having somebody that's trustworthy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got somebody from the 518 area code.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Hello, all. Hello, Eric.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hello.
Hi. I'm sorry. I guess I'm just kind of wondering sort of what's coming up for me maybe around, I don't know, work, love, just in general, like is anything, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Anything interesting coming up, Eric? Well, where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm sorry, New York State.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My name is that. Yeah.
Are you looking for a relationship?
Yeah, if there was someone interesting.
Because that area is being highlighted. Eric says, like, on all fronts, it's better energy for you this year. But if you're looking for love, that's an opportunity that will come to you this year.
Ooh, oh. Nice.
Okay.
What about work? Career. Is she where she needs to be?
Were you thinking of taking some time off or traveling this year?
I would love to. Maybe my next lifetime.
Because what I'm picking up on work is actually having a break from work.
Well, what if you can't afford that? What if you can't afford that?
Yeah, I definitely can't.
Yeah.
I don't even get vacation time at work.
Oh, God.
There could be opportunity for something to shift with your work. And I'm not necessarily feeling like shifting out of the job that you do, but there may be something that happens that allows you to shift into something different. And are you on your feet at work?
I am.
And just to tell you, I'm not seeing something like this coming up that's negative per se. It feels like something that's shifting, and it is connected to your body. So, Raylene, do you have anything to add to that? Because there's something I'm picking up in her legs. I'm not 100% sure if that's what's going on.
No, I don't have anything coming through with
with this one. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like, run to the next job as fast as you can with those legs. Does she need to find another job?
Well, there may be something that happens that allows you to move into another job.
Okay. Keep your eyes open.
Another job or another position where I work or another job altogether.
It doesn't feel like it's going to be a completely other
job. I get that too.
It feels like a position.
Yeah, see what they got available. Ask for another position. You know, you ask and you shall receive.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, everyone.
Well, you're so welcome. You deserve the best. Remember that.
I know I do.
Hell yeah. I'm sorry I cut her off. All right. 757 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hey, everybody. This is Andre from Virginia Beach.
Hey, Andre from Virginia. Hi.
Hi, Eric. I have a question to you about my wife, Marina. Parents, will they come this year to the United States? And the second question is, what is the best way for me to protect my family during this time?
Andre is such a family man. It's all about family for him. It's amazing. It's awesome.
Did you say they're coming this year?
Wants to know if they're coming, I think, right?
Wants to know if they're coming.
Yes, are they coming or not?
Feels like they want you. I don't feel anything set in stone from them, but it feels like they want you. Something that Eric is saying about protecting the energy of your family is he says, work on forgiveness.
It's come up before.
It's for yourself. And it will help. He says it will really help.
How does that help? How does he do that, though?
Because there's a lot of pain and a lot of hurt that's connected to his in-laws, pain that he's had. And what Eric's saying is forgiveness is not something that just happens overnight, but allow yourself to be open to seeing something from another perspective, to look at things from another perspective. Because he says in doing that, you may start to see things not as heavy as it actually, like it feels heavier than it actually is. Because Eric says that the energy is shifting. So he says the perseverance, they're not going to want to stop coming because he's showing that they want to be there. And he says it is difficult because of what you've experienced in the past with them. But he's really encouraging you to open up to seeing things in a different light. And he says one way that you could do that is even sitting on your own and really going through where all the hurt is. Because he says you're holding on to a lot of hurt.
Meditation, forgiveness. There's probably guided meditation for forgiveness, is there? Or inner pain, all that stuff, is there?
Yes, yes. He also says working with frequency, like working with sound, would be helpful for him as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Andre, thanks for calling. By the way, I will say, hang up on poor Andre, sorry about that, that Insight Timer is an app I have, and it's really good. You can look up anything, whether it's for kids or whatever, guided meditation, yoga, music, sound therapy. It's crazy. All right, 917 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hello? Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, how you doing?
Pretty good. Tim from New York. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Tim.
How's it going? I just was calling, working on manifesting, bringing in some new stuff. So I've been just asking my guides for assistance. You know, everyone says you have to ask. I just was calling to see if you had any tips or messages from spirit for me.
Hold on. Keep talking because I got an idea. keep going.
Oh, you said keep going? Yes, I'll keep going. I'm just trying to be consistent because normally I'll start. Like, I started to do the 369 thing, but I went on vacation, so I stopped. So I'm just trying to be consistent to make a little bit of time every day.
Mm-hmm. Come in hot. Sorry.
Oh, right. No problem.
Tim.
Yes.
I've been doing this. See, 369. Tesla said that if people really understood the importance of 369, they would have the keys to the universe. You can manifest anything. All the other numbers, if you take away 369, are third dimensional numbers. 369 are fourth dimensional, and they are how you communicate to the universe. It's actually really incredible. So I like what you do is like write three times in the morning, six times in the afternoon, and nine times in the evening. And then after each time you think for 17 seconds, employing all of your senses, your emotions, tasting champagne when you do that toast at this house or whatever. And it's really amazing. That's Tesla's thing. So I would really consider that. Here's another one. 369 method. Okay? I just did a TikTok now. Pain in the neck when you write like I do, doctor writing. It's bad.
You're empathic, Tim. You're very empathic. You feel like you have very sensitive energy.
Yes, I've been trying to guide, responded to my energy and my thoughts because I know I feel things a lot.
So were you asking, like, what exactly did you want to ask Eric or your guide?
It's one of those things where I'm like, do they hear me? Because I'm trying to manifest a new job and a bunch of new stuff, so I'm putting it out there, but it's one of those things where I'm kind of waiting for that synchronicity or something from spirit just letting me know I'm on the right path. But I'm definitely going to do 30 days of 369 starting tomorrow.
Eric says that you're being spoken to right now through your intuition,
mm-hmm.
So through knowing. And he says to ask for signs, but don't be overly specific about it. So, for example, you could say, show me a butterfly, show me that I'm on the right track, and show me that you hear me. And he says, and allow that to come in any way, whether it be on a sign, you might actually see a butterfly, you might see a butterfly in someone's shirt. But he says to use a language, create a language with us. So whatever sign you have, I mean, you could say, show me a bird, show me a hawk, show me a skunk, whatever, Eric, whatever you would like to use as some form of language, and they will respond, but just be open to it and also consistency, right? So they keep doing it. And even if you feel like I'm not sure that they hear me, they do. They do. I promise you that they do. And Eric says another way that they're speaking to you is in your dreams as well. So pay attention to images or things that you're picking up in your dream state. It wouldn't be a bad idea to jot those things down as they come through.
Another thing is when you're writing your statement for the 369, it has to be like, I have the perfect job. And then you have to think about all the things like, who am I going to tell the news to first? Where are we going to go celebrate? How's it going to be like to meet my new coworkers? All that kind of stuff. But it has to. You can't say, I want a new job when you're writing 369. Or, you can't do that. You have to have. I already have it.
Present tense. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, sweetie. All right. 585 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, I can't believe Blog Talk Radio finally worked this time, people.
I know.
Okay, what's your name and how can we help you? And where are you calling from?
My name is, I'm calling from New York. My name is Jeannie, and I just want to take a look at my finances.
At her what, sorry?
What energies?
my finances. I've been
financial energy.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So her finances. What do you get with that energy?
Well, what Eric was showing me, and I was just asking her if she felt blocked, because what Eric started to show me is that energetically, he says to kind of clean up the way that you feel about finance, about money. He says there's guilt. There's some energy of guilt. Part of it being subconsciously not feeling deserving. Also guilt of spending, and he says some of that comes from generation. So like the way you were taught, the way that you he says to create more, because he says the blockage has to do with herself, what she believes in, how she feels deserving. Now he is also saying that there's opportunity for her to expand finances, but to also open up the idea of where that can come in.
Oh.
It's not going to come in through a regular route. Not right now. He says there is money coming in, because think about it coming in another direction. He also says the next couple of months will be a good time if you've got tickets, draws, anything like that coming up, anything that you can sign up for, it's a good time to do that, especially while you're working on how you relate to money. How does it make you feel? And he says go into the thought more about the things you could do with money, rather than feeling like it's a restriction. What does it allow you to do? And go into the feelings of that sense of freedom. What would I like to do with that? Go into that energy rather than the feeling of lack. And he says that takes practice.
It does.
Consistency to do that.
Yeah, you have to get rid of the fear related to scarcity, because scarcity is really an illusion, people. It's so hard to, you know, I've been through, believe it or not, I've been through times where I had almost nothing. I was so fearful of whether I would eat, you know, I mean, so that fear gets in the way, but really that's all an illusion. It's hard as it is to imagine an abundance. And when you get into the mindset of this, abundance is, and you deserve it. You're worthy of it, right?
And you know, something that Eric is reminding me of now, and I thought this is so profound when he said this to me one time. Actually, I think he said this to Marin one time, was if you are hearing this information, if you are in this life right now and you are hearing the information that you have the ability to bring abundance and to bring finances that could come from any direction, that means that you can. You do not have a vow to poverty in this lifetime. You do not have to live with lack. So you have the ability to work through this and change that for yourself. And he says, and that really starts with taking responsibility of how you relate. How do you relate to finances? But how do you relate to yourself and what you feel you are deserving of?
Yeah. You know, that's one of the... some of the stuff that we cover in the main scalar services, revocation of vows that no longer serve, and curses and all that, because that's thought. Thought creates reality. It is all physics, people. So if you have a vow of chastity, you might have infertility problems. If you have a vow of poverty, then you can have abundance problems, you know, attracting abundance. So it's really all physics, you know. And 369, it's all math. Math is the language of the universe, so it's not all woo-woo, okay?
That's right.
Let's see who we got here. Did I already do this one? I'm kind of messed up. All right, 330 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you ladies doing?
We're doing good. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Yep. My name is Marie and I'm calling from Ohio.
Marie from Ohio. Okay. What you got for us, girl?
So I was just wondering if Eric saw me going into doing any energy healing and changing my path with work.
We need more of you guys. We need more healers.
Yes. He's actually saying at some point, is I don't know how long you've been thinking about this, but he's showing not long from now there being a change in environment for you that is led to you being on a path of healing.
Are you talking about geographical, Eric?
What she does for a living.
Okay, but not a geographical change. Okay, got it. Okay.
Okay, so it'll be in the path of energy medicine?
Yes, yes. A growth. So are you already doing something in that arena right now? Because he's showing an expansion.
Yes. So I've been doing crystal healing and Reiki work for years for family and friends. And I've been always wanting to make that jump over full time. And I've really been looking into Reiki therapy. And I think I want to use that as my gateway.
And Eric says yes, yes, and yes. And he says, you've been getting signs. So he says he's confirming it for you. Yes. He says, go for it. Jump.
Oh. It's awesome.
Oh, my heart's pounding.
That's going to be awesome for all of us, girl.
Yeah.
Make the leap. You can do it.
He says you're more than ready.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's all just right. A financial situation and making that change, you know.
Yeah, so. It's tough.
Yeah.
Maybe you can ease into it.
Thank you so much. That's what my plan is.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
All right, so I went to Kerrville, guys, for the totality because it was right over Kerrville. Of course, it was cloudy, but I said, please, divine team and Eric, including Eric, please let it be where we can visualize it. And, you know, at the perfect times, the clouds parted and we were able to capture a lot of it. So my question to Eric is, what effects has this full solar eclipse had on various people? Does it affect certain astrological signs? I wanted to ask this with Raylene, but she didn't want to come back on, I guess.
She would be the best one with the astrological signs.
Yeah.
But he said, yes, there are some astrological signs that will be affected more than others. He's saying that this is a lot of it is transition, and many people are transitioning, just like the last caller, into their life purpose.
Yeah.
And expand into life purpose. So he says, like, some will be jumping into something and really starting to go on their journey. Others, it's starting in that direction with the thought. He says, think of this as a demarcation point for another awakening. So whether you've already had an awakening, you may be going through another right now.
Yeah.
He says, the intensity of this eclipse is still here. Mm. We're still in that intense energy. It will start to quieten down a little bit. He also says many of us are connecting to like changing the DNA to our cosmic family as well.
What does that mean?
So our ET connections.
Oh, okay.
He says activations are happening. But for the most part, he says that a lot of these solar storms and all the energy that has been around it, he says, think of what it has done to the earth, the changes in the earth. So for many people, this is another shaking. And he shows like salt and pepper shakers.
Oh.
People are shaking. So your foundations in life, you may be doing something right now or going to be doing something right now that you never expected you would be. And this can come in the form of your relationship. This could come in the form of moving or doing a complete change in what you do for a career.
It's been quite busy. I mean, full moon in Libra or Libra in full moon. I can't remember. March 25th. And we got the Mercury retrograde, this thing going on. It's crazy. I mean, yeah. I had a dream before the solar eclipse of this solar eclipse happening, and the moon was so close to my face. I saw all the craters, and then to the right, I saw all these UFOs, these weird and actual alien stuff. And then on X, I saw this guy captured a UFO. He was trying to just do the solar eclipse, and it was freaked him out. Everybody said, what? He had a bunch of friends there, too, that were freaking out. So I'm going to try to look that up. It's cool. All right.
Many of us as well, many of us are experiencing increased, like our awareness, increased psychic ability. I know I've felt a real increase in this last week or so. It's just been insane, just picking up on things.
Wow.
So he says it's definitely a change to embrace for the good.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. I think we'll close it up here because we can't end off on anything better. Thank you, Raylene, who must hear this later, I hope. And thank you, Michelle. You guys check them out in the description box. And, of course, Paola will put their information also on the screen. Hit the notification bell and subscribe. I don't want you to miss the next one, okay? And this will become a YouTube. So if you want to listen to it again, there you go. You got your way. All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you, Eric. Love you, Michelle. Love you, Raylene. Love all of you guys.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.